Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh no! I think I pulled a muscle
careful.
Hey,
careful,
it's going around.
Oh yeah,
injuries right are abundant.
Not contagious, exactly.
What a LeBron.
What a morgue-like atmosphere your show was.
I'm emotionally hurt. I'm out 2 to 3 weeks based on all the injuries.
Emotionally injured. Yes.
Somebody on Twitter today goes, "Dude, why are you being so negative?" I'm like, what would you like to find positive about LeBron James being out indefinitely and Gavin Lux being done for the season?
Spin it, buddy.
Yay!
Yeah.
Awesome. Opportunity for Miguel Rojas. Let's go. Today's one of those days that there's not a lot to be thrilled about.
No. And by the way, we're supposed to reflect what's going on. People out there, you know, if you're a Dodger fan, if you're a Laker fan, you're like,
it's the right emotion. You guys ready to hear Chris Rock?
We can be your therapist through all of this, but you don't want a therapist who's lying to you.
No.
Like, that's a terrible therapist.
And by the way, we call Tuesdays Truesday.
Truesday.
So we will tell the truth during it makes it sound like the rest of the show is BS all week long. But Truesday is officially the day we lay it all out there.
You lie Monday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. But Tuesday, don't trust us.
I believe it's perform the other days, correct. Right? And then today is the day you're like, yeah, no, they're in deep trouble.
So you're going to ask about Chris Rock.
Yeah. So Chris Rock is hilarious. Chris Rock is one of the,
he's
best comedians of his generation.
Certainly.
There's him, there's Seinfeld, of that 90s and early 2000s. Those are the guys, right? The Will Smith thing was so bizarre. Like, I'm just worried that it's not going to live up to what I'm expecting because it's Chris Rock, who's awesome, with one of the most bizarre moments that any of us have ever seen. I just feel like it's going to be weird to hear him talk about it.
Well, first of all, this is Netflix first, I guess, live comedy. Mm-hmm. I just read today there's going to be a pregame and a postgame for it.
Really?
There are comics that are going to do a pregame and there are comics that are going to do a postgame. Now, I don't know what I can tell you this. My mom and not stepdad Leo went to see Chris Rock at maybe Yamava or one of those Agua Caliente, something out there in the desert. And they said he did not address
at all.
The Will Smith thing. But I assume this is material he's been working on. He's been on the road all year long. And I'm my expectations are probably too high.
Well,
That's what I'm worried about.
It's one of two things. Because he's gone out of his way not to talk about this. He's been asked and hasn't wanted to talk about it. So either he's saving it for this one special, or unlike Will Smith, he would like to just move on from this thing.
Yes.
Because nobody seems less interested in moving on from the slap than Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith keeps bringing it up.
Does he?
Yeah,
yes.
He keeps bringing it up.
Mm. All.
What did he do? Did he do something on TikTok, I think?
Yes. He was
like apologizing?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What is he doing?
Well, no, there was some I don't know who this TikTok artist, performer, whatever you want to call her.
What
is.
Are they now? I don't know.
I don't know. But she
artist feels wrong.
She had some video where she was talking about how you can figure out what an object is thinking.
Yes.
Like, this was essentially the premise of this, where you could basically assign thoughts to an inanimate object, what they were thinking. And Will Smith does like a side-by-side TikTok with this. Is that what it's called?
Does a stitch. This is what the artists are all doing now.
Keep up, guys.
A stitch.
I know. Keep up.
Yeah.
Kamenetsky.
So he takes out in this stitch his Oscar as if like, I wonder what my Oscar thinks of me. Again, addressing the slap. The Oscar's probably thinking, get over it, you jackass.
Yeah, move on. Move along.
Like, the entire world's gotten over this thing, and you can't do an interview without some type of, like, contemplation or reflection. You lost your temper.
Yeah, I got mad.
But this has got to be, this is really, you said it's the first time Netflix has ever done this, right?
Correct. First time they've ever done a live comedy special.
That's a great pre-promotion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to promote that.
With that in mind, are you guys going to, I know we'll all see the comments.
No, I will absolutely.
You will watch it live.
You'll watch it live?
I'm a big Chris Rock fan. I will absolutely watch it.
But the fact that it is live is not going to, I can just go to, I'm assuming, go to Netflix.
On Sunday, you can go to Netflix and watch the entire thing. Yeah. Yeah, but I know, I think this is one to watch live.
Except to see the league pass. What's happening Saturday night?
Yeah.
And then I'll watch it.
I got T-Wolves magic on Saturday night. You're going to have to wait.
Out of the box on this, what's keeping, you know, the Comedy Store or the Improv from just putting their night show, a bill, live on Netflix?
I think probably the concern that if something goes sideways, we're the ones that presented the thing that went sideways.
You're the air quote producer of the event. Yeah.
True. Like, yeah, that's possible.
I mean, years ago, for example, when Michael Richards had that meltdown at the Laugh Factory where he's thrown around the N-word. Think if you had just decided on a lark, hey, let's live.
This is live on YouTube.
What could go wrong?
Live on Netflix.
So I think that's what it is. Like, the people at Netflix have a pretty good idea of what Chris Rock is going to get into, not get into.
The fact that, like, to your point, and anybody that follows comedy even a little bit knows that guys go out on the road and
they
workshop
things. He's been
testing
this material.
Right?
He's been working on this act for a long time.
This works.
Do
this doesn't. If I say it like this, it gets a better reaction than if I say it like that. There's a craft
they're
to
putting
doing
together
what
a
they
set.
Do. Yes, they're putting together a set that none of this has leaked somewhere. And I know that everybody leave your phone at the door and no recording. But
that's
good. I mean,
point.
It's virtually impossible to prevent somebody from recording something all the time.
It is interesting.
How has none of it gotten out?
Yeah, does he have one of those deals? I know Kevin Hart does the. Have you ever done the thing where you put your phone
in this bag
and you're not allowed? I wonder if Chris Rock has been doing that.
Maybe.
Because I haven't seen any of his
stuff. A lot of comics do that now. I mean, there's been a period where comics have really struggled with, you know, going out on the road, like you said, Travis, working on their material. You know, you're massaging this stuff.
Yes.
You know certain stuff isn't going to land, and that's the point. You're trying to figure it out. But then somebody is in the audience and they
have a recorder or something.
They have a recorder or even worse, they relay it. They relay what was said. Then all of a sudden some writer from Slate does like a think piece about it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have this like big viral discussion of all these people getting upset over an act that none of them actually saw.
And by the way, inside a comedy club right now, there's stuff going on that probably people don't want out there.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you're supposed to push the limits. You push the limits a little bit in a comedy, at the Comedy Store or at the Improv or wherever it is you're going. Comedians deserve a really wide berth when it comes to this social
moment. A safe spot to go figure out where they want to ultimately be.
Exactly.
Right? Because if you just got to kind of put it out in front of the world from the jump, that's pretty. You've tried it, haven't you? Haven't you gone on stage?
I've never tried it.
You've never
thought about it.
I thought that you told me. So I'm surprised that you haven't.
I thought about it.
Your willingness to go out there and try things.
Yeah.
Is
I've
pretty
always,
awesome.
My friend Sue Kalinske, who I do my podcast with, is a stand up comic. Was a stand up comic for 20 years, and I always joke. I'm like, you can open for me.
You're the headliner, of
right,
course.
I'm the headliner. You can open for me, Sue. But yeah, no, I would do it.
What's prevented you from doing it?
Genie has.
You know, it's a good question. I actually, there's a story right now that Tom Brady.
I saw that.
Is thinking about trying stand-up. And I'm like, if Tom Brady can do stand-up, I will kick his ass in the stand-up department, right? Tom Brady, I don't think of as funny at all.
No, or particularly interesting, which is what makes comics pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Like you're at least interested in their
the
point of view.
The weirder, the better.
Like, yes.
If this story is actually true, then basically what we've seen for the last 5 years of Tom Brady, it's one big midlife crisis. Like, he's been playing quarterback, you know, at age 45, seemingly for no reason.
Burning to do stand-up.
Nobody thinks he needs to
just
do this.
Just buying time
he's
for his stand-up.
He's doing stand-up in his mid-40s. He doesn't, you know.
Live special on Netflix? Who wouldn't tune in to see Tom Brady?
I want him to be like a prop comic, like Carrot Top.
Oh,
yeah, he's smashing
Gallagher.
Like Gallagher. Yeah. He's out there just doing the most, you know, base stupid.
Like, when everyone else is saying, dude, just live your life with Giselle.
Yes.
Like, do the most normal thing in the world, which is settle down with your supermodel wife who seems pretty cool.
What would be more surprising? That he comes in as like some goofy prop comic, or he comes in with just this razor sharp political set.
Super edgy.
That just torches half the country.
That's the one thing about this is why I don't think he's ever going to be a great analyst. I don't think he's got an edge to him. And I think you need an edge to be a good analyst.
You have to be at least be willing to say that sucks.
How do they offer that money and not have somewhat of an idea how this guy's going to do behind
the market? It's marquee value, right? It's marquee value.
All the time.
But that's just, maybe it's not crazy. It's 300 plus and you're not sure.
It's an insane amount.
Sean McVay, you know, okay, that guy will be really good doing that.
Yeah. Joe Montana was bad at it. Dan Marino was bad at it. There's a long list. Drew Brees was dreadful at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a list of really good quarterbacks who stink at that job.
You know who was a great analyst this last year, who I think is one of the smartest guys now, is Greg Olsen.
He was fine.
Greg Olsen, I thought, was really, really strong. Now, he's getting $9 million a year to do that job.
Jeez.
The moment Tom Brady starts at Fox, Greg Olsen's salary drops to $3 million because he's the number two guy Fox.
That's bad agenting, right?
Yeah, somebody made a bad deal there.
That's not, you're not paying me based on which games I'm doing. Let's negotiate what I get.
As long as you're the number one, you get nine.
Right.
If they drop you to number two, you get three.
Well, I heard also the $9 million still goes to Olsen's account. Then he has to write a check to Tom Brady.
Oh, is that how it works? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a full circle thing.
Did you do anything fun today aside from ACLs and ankle injuries? And
I was asking Emily what to watch. Okay. I want something on TV
this, yeah.
She gave me some suggestions. I'm curious if you guys have seen any of these. Have you seen Your Honor?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
I
love season one in particular. Season one is great, but I would stick through it. It's really good.
Your Honor?
I've not seen it.
Okay. Yeah. Rami?
I've never watched Rami. I hear really good things. I've seen him win awards and stuff, but it's sort of like, that's like a...
Coming to America.
I think you said Coming
deal.
To America.
Yeah, he's from Egypt.
Immigrant story. Yeah. It sounds good.
Andy? The Bear.
Heard of it.
Yeah. The Bear is awesome.
One of the best shows on
TV.
Awesome. One of the best shows
Fantastic.
On TV.
So this is the one where the guy comes from a fine dining background, mm-hmm. takes over the family sandwich shop, and tries to kind of
upscale it. His brother committed suicide and left him this restaurant. And it threw him for a loop, and he has to take this thing over, but he wants to try to make it better than it had been and sort of scratch his own culinary itch. The seventh episode of the season...
That's where he dies, right?
No.
Oh. No. Does that episode 8?
No.
He doesn't die.
No, we already had one brother die.
I was going to say, the opening, well,
30 minutes in,
suicide.
Episode 7.
Well, with the suicide, which is not,
I don't think I want to see that.
You're going to know this within the first 5 minutes of the show.
No. It's not like as in a spoiler thing, but that's like a... I want to let
people know what they're getting
when
in
When I
for.
Turn on the TV, I want to have it be light.
But they jumped
the bear.
They jumped right away on the Bear as if go see it. So that's a great,
it's
a great sign.
I think it's one of the best shows on TV, period.
If you want light and breezy, you don't want the Bear.
Episode 7.
Till he dies, episode 7.
Episode 7 is basically like one continual 30-minute take.
Mm. It just keeps going and going.
It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
One shot.
And then Berg gave one suggestion, Shrinking.
He's got a terrible taste in shows. I don't ever watch anything Bergman says.
Have you seen
to
that?
Watch.
Greg, I tried.
I watched
one
episode.
Bad.
I don't like Shrinking. It didn't work for me. And by the way, there's so much on now. If it doesn't work, I'm out.
Yeah, you're
out.
How many do you give it? Because I will, if it's somebody that I trust and says, hey, I really think you're going to like this, and watch episode one, you're like, not for me.
Two episodes.
I think two's the cap.
Two's episodes. Probably fair. Yeah, two's probably. Bergman, you like Shrinking? Is that working for you? I don't know.
Shrinking is really good. It's Jason Segel and Harrison Ford.
I do like Jason Segel a lot. He's got very interesting taste.
Watch another episode. It does get better. It's a really good show. It's just some
good recommendations.
Yeah, I've been in therapy a lot, so I would imagine Shrinking's probably right up my alley.
Being analyzed.
You're not getting smaller.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I got a confused. Like, I started thinking Danny DeVito.
He did.
And twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Lily Tomlin
had been miniaturized.
Yes. No,
that's
it's
what
not
we're
that,
talking about.
But it's an interesting idea.
That doesn't sound very
long. Anniversary, by the way, Donnie Brasco today as well.
Oh,
I saw you light up when I said that.
It's a great movie.
Forget about it.
Brasco.
To
Fugazi.
It's so. That's, I mean, it's been years. But it is so sad when he busts him at the end. When he when Pacino realizes that he's been duped.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
it's brutal. It's the culmination of being a loser his whole life, and this was the cap.
Yep. Good.
Yeah, moment. Such a great movie. Yeah. That's where Forget About It comes from, right?
That forget, was about
forget, forget About It. Forget About It.
You forget about it, Sleep.
Love that movie.
That movie came out even before The Sopranos, and a lot of Forget About It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I've been...
97, I think we said, 95.
Michael and I are rewatching this. He's watching it for the first time, so I'm seeing it again, so we're kind of going through it together. You forget, not a great show for all of the... it's so funny.
It is funny.
It is so funny. And without trying to land jokes,
it
just lands joke after joke.
Yeah,
after
Paulie...
joke.
Paulie is the best.
My name's Clarence. I just drop things off.
yeah. But it I love Paulie and the wings.
Oh, the wings.
Tell Susan all day today. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Ah! Ah! This is where you growl, man.
I combined that as a growl and a Sedano.
Good afternoon, Mace.
No. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Good
Andy.
Afternoon.
You're saying it wrong.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen?
I've never seen it.
Well, good afternoon to you.
The Ryan Reynolds flick, correct?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, if you're Emily, you won't like this movie.
Just let one fly and you'll be smiling pretty soon.
By the way, it is kind of a good afternoon. Because we got injuries. We got injuries. It kind of broke out during our show yesterday. We found about, I think these guys were watching Gavin Lux when it happened, and it was really awful looking.
You could tell the minute that happened, something was not right.
And I'll tell you this, I don't like speculating on injury, but yesterday everybody behind the scenes was saying, that looks like a torn ACL. I thought it looked like a torn ACL. The knee is just not supposed to go that way.
It was wobbly. He was not even bothering trying to finish out running to third. He was just like, I can't do this.
Yep.
When the cart comes out, that's never good.
Never. Never. And then the LeBron thing.
$10,000 on Memphis tonight, please. Thank you.
You're such a jerk,
that
Jorge.
Thank you.
Soon.
That's such a jerk.
Well, what's the
that's
line?
How I've been making my money.
We need to find the line. We need to find the line.
Yeah, find the line. It's not a straight up bet.
Hey, $10,000.
No. There's a line. You're forgetting about Anthony Davis.
So if you don't care what numbers, I can say.
You're forgetting about Vando, the Vandalorian.
Okay, I'll look it up too. Come on, Greg.
It's Memphis -8.5.
Ah, see, there you go. Easy, though.
So you're giving the 8.5.
10K.
Yeah, 10K on Memphis.
Memphis winning by 9. That's what you're saying.
That's what you need.
Or more. Yeah.
Do you understand the point spread, Jorge?
No, but I've been making money regardless.
Here's the thing. So we do Mythical Money. Jorge is so far in front of everybody. It's ridiculous. Jorge's got like $300,000.
No, he got more now.
Exactly. What's he got now?
He's got 328 because he beat me in the combine.
Oh, there you go. Jorge is winning money on SoFi Olympics. Like,
yeah,
that's how far deep he's gambling and winning right now.
Jorge, you clearly are a better athlete than anybody on the show, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, I think
it's
so.
Clear at this point. It was only going to be me or him, and it was, so it's him because he's a better athlete 40, than me.
Bergman, what was your 40 time?
5.99.
By the way, these guys went to the Rams
I broke
season ticket holder event at SoFi on Saturday where they did a combine, kind of a mock combine, and you were 4?
I was 5.99.
5.99.
There was one that was 5.8. Your lowest was what, 5.5?
5.5.
Lowest was 5.8, but the one that on video is 5.99.
Yeah, so the hypothetical. If I had been there, what would my 40 time be?
8.
8, 9.
Eight? Yeah.
No, it would have been, you would have gone a 4, but then you would have broke your ankle halfway through, so you wouldn't
have
finished.
But I would
finished.
Have finished the race.
No, you wouldn't have finished.
Oh, I would have finished.
You're not LeBron.
No,
you don't finish the extra 13 minutes.
When I fell on my face at that basketball game, I finished the game.
Mace would have actually.
I went back out there.
He absolutely would have finished. He would have fallen 3 or 4 times between the start and the end of 40 yards. But he'd finish. Mace always finishes.
Look, we did it twice. I'm happy to say that we were under 6, right, Greg?
Yeah, both times we were under 6.
I
now, here's the question. Riley was with me. My daughter Riley was with me. Mm-hmm. And she was pretty quick.
Right.
Jorge, would Mason have beaten Riley?
Oh, yeah. She's
no,
a kid.
Oh, I don't think so.
What'd she run?
No,
she was like a 6'10", I think.
6'8", something like 6'2", that.
6'2", yeah, something like that.
She was good.
Yeah, I could run a 7.
Yeah, we think
I could run a 7. Run under a 7.
All right, we're going to get you. We're going to count out 40 yards here.
40 yards here around the station?
No,
just right down this hallway. There's 40 yards in this hallway.
Is there 40 yards in the hallway?
Of course there's 40 yards in this hallway.
Can we actually do that?
Yeah, we can.
The boss is sitting right here.
I got to check the insurance policy.
Yeah, check the insurance. I mean, you know me.
That floor is unforgiving.
Are you wearing sweatpants today?
No, I'm wearing jeans.
What?
Yes.
Yesterday, too.
Jeans and no hat.
Yeah.
This is the new thing.
Wow.
I know. Everybody's shocked.
Because I was going to say, if you were wearing sweatpants, I thought that you would trip on your baggy sweatpants if you were running down the hallway.
No, jeans. I bet you I can run a 40 in less than 7.
Oh, can we do this, please?
Oh, we need to do this.
Can we do this in the hallway?
Or
do we have to
go inside? You have to sign a waiver.
Is the finish line not the wall?
One way or another.
You're not
going
to walk in from the door.
Hey, does somebody have a tape measure? Can they go measure?
Yeah, go measure.
Tommy.
Oh, I'll
where's the fun and games department?
I'll crack 7.
Fun and games department.
DeAndre.
Somebody get a yardstick
where's
or a tape
Clinton?
Measure.
I need to stretch out.
Oh, I bet you
measure it out.
King of the stretch.
All right, if I find one, will you do it in a break?
Absolutely.
Can you sign a waiver first, please?
Just say
I'll say on the air. My name is
if
Steve
you
Mason.
Get hurt, right. Yes.
My name is
right
Steve
here.
Mason. If
and
I get hurt doing the 40-yard
yes,
dash,
it's
on
fault.
Me.
Yes,
there it is.
Correct.
We
all right, we have it on air, so we're good.
There you go.
All right.
Momo, come on in.
Hi, Momo.
Momo's hanging out.
Yeah.
Momo just did her TV hit on NBA Today, and she's all decked out. But clearly, Andy Kamenetsky's in for John today. And Momo's actually back tomorrow on the show. So, Momo, we are just devastated by the injury
super
news.
Super bummed.
The LeBron thing. It's basically now 9 games without LeBron.
At least. Okay. Do we have the fair weather report? Should we do that, or should we wait till Jorge's back?
The fair weather report.
The fair weather Mason report on the Lakers' chances. It's Tuesday, February 28th, the last day of February, as we head into March.
Tuesday, Momo.
Tuesday.
As we head into March.
Yeah.
And sitting here on Tuesday,
yeah.
February 28th, our fair weather report on Steve Mason's fandom and belief in the Los Angeles Lakers is partially cloudy today.
Partly cloudy.
There could be some clearing in a couple of weeks as the storm system moves across the Laker land.
Yes.
But in a couple of weeks, if they have gone 4-5 in LeBron's absence and his very bad foot feels better, maybe we'll see some sunshine.
I think it is unrealistic to expect the Lakers to make the postseason.
I still think they're going to do it.
You do?
Yep.
With no LeBron.
Yeah. I think
they're 5-9, by the way, without LeBron this year.
I think this is why you got D'Angelo Russell. And he's probably going to miss the rest of this road trip, but my sense is that they're hopeful he can play Friday against Minnesota.
Okay.
So he's got a bad ankle.
He wants to play.
He wants to.
He wants to play
and
against
Minnesota.
And
it's a tough situation
though.
For him to be in. It's really tricky, right? He's got an ankle injury. He's in a contract year.
I mean,
if he goes out there and really hurts himself, that's not good for his free agency. But this is obviously what you got him for. They would love for him to play with LeBron and AD, but he had a good thing going with Anthony Davis.
Well, Anthony, this is it. This is it, Anthony Davis. This is on you.
Yeah.
We're at a point now where, you know, you've been the guy that the baton was going to be passed to. You've been the guy who's been a supporting player to LeBron. Now is the time.
Yep.
If Anthony Davis can play like he did against Dallas on a consistent basis, they can tread water in this thing. It doesn't line up to imagine them without LeBron.
Yeah, it feels like the clock's going to run out on them. Like, they already had a short season, and this is where you look back on all of those games that they blew, like games they should have won. There were so many of those close games, and they were just atrocious.
And that game they got screwed out of at Boston.
And other ones where they've had tough questionable calls against them. What they have going for them, though, right now, is that OKC, for example, tomorrow's game, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is not going to be playing.
Right,
in that
not
game.
Playing.
And the Wolves on Friday, they've been bad lately.
Yeah. Ireland will laugh about this, but you Oklahoma City is a must-win game.
Yeah, that's a must-win.
They're all must-win.
But Oklahoma
games.
City, especially because of the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a this is something we did on our. I just walked over and did the show. They pinned me down. This is great. Pin me down. Tell me what are the teams of who gets in 7 to 10? Okay, right now I'll read you the standings.
Okay,
Dallas is 6. The Warriors are 7. And they're within a half a game of each other.
Yeah.
The Jazz are 8, 31 and 31. Timberwolves 9th, 31 and 32. Pelicans 30 and 32 are 10th. Trailblazers 29 and 31 are 11th. Lakers are 12th, 29 and 32. And the Thunder 28 and 32 are 13th. Tell me who gets in 7 to 10. Who are the four in the play in?
Read them off one more time.
Yeah, I think the Warriors.
I'm in exactly the same boat. That was a lot of different teams, and I'm trying to think.
I think the Warriors pass the Mavericks and get into the sixth spot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think they'll. I think Steph will come back towards the end. Clay's been good. They're better at home. They'll get it together a little bit. Okay. They pass the Mavs. Dallas, I have at the 7th seed.
Okay.
All right. Then the question is, did the Jazz hang in there? I think the Jazz players would love to, but maybe the Jazz organization would not mind if they lost a few games. So I'm going to say the Jazz are not in. The Timberwolves, they should be way better than they are. They have a lot of pressure on them.
No timetable for Karl Anthony Towns to return.
No timetable for him. Gobert's been in and out. But they have a lot of talent. It would be a real disappointment for them to miss.
New Orleans, they've struggled.
Also, I think the Timberwolves and Pelicans, those are the two big wild cards, but I think they both get in. Trailblazers are the one that I worry about. I don't think they have a good team, but I don't want to bet against Dame.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's where, when you look at the head-to-heads.
And here's the thing, too. Like, I know we just talked about OKC and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander not being available anytime in the near future. He's got this, I believe, is it a knee injury or an ankle injury?
And he's also in health and safety protocol on top of that.
His ETA is up in the air.
Right.
But I don't think the Thunder really want to tank.
Like, no, I think they did. They've had a really nice season. I think they've been competitive when they to show that they had that in them.
I think they can be really good next
year. They'll be really
Holmgren
good. But,
you know,
like, they traded away Mike Muscala, who was a useful player for them, to Boston at the deadline. They weren't trying to. They're not in acquisition mode. They were like, let's let the kids play.
Right.
And sometimes when you let the kids play, they actually win. Like, Charlotte happening with Charlotte. They won 5 in a row. I was like, wait, Charlotte was supposed
now
to be
LaMelo's
tanking.
Now LaMelo's gone.
Now LaMelo's out. So that was a, you know, it's a unfortunate injury for LaMelo and for everyone. But, you know, they don't. Last night with Detroit and Charlotte, and LaMelo gets hurt, like, that's a tankathon right there.
Yeah, it is.
So a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander injury, they fall out of contention.
They fall out.
I think.
Oklahoma City.
Utah, I think, probably falls out too. Even though I think
so. You think
they're
OKC
better.
And Utah are the teams that drop out? Although OKC's not even in.
Right now, the Lakers are ahead of them. That's why this game is so important, though.
So important. It's a two-game swing.
And think about this. Like, if OKC and Utah fall out, and Utah is the one team I think could stay in there because the players are just too good.
Yeah.
They have too much talent left. Then you're looking at Timberwolves, Pelicans, and Trailblazers. You got to pass two of the three.
Well, you got New Orleans on the schedule.
Right.
They have, I think, all of them.
Yeah,
they have
Minnesota on Friday.
They got Minnesota Friday.
So everyone you need to pass is in front of you.
Yeah.
The Lakers' schedule is not easy moving forward, but it has a lot of opportunities moving forward. Like, it's actually better that they are playing all these teams.
They're playing
ahead
all
of them.
These 7 through right. 10 yeah. through
they
11.
They have the opportunity to create wild swings in a good way for themselves.
And here's the thing about the LeBron injury. I think when you read the Woj tweet and the Woj information, you don't need to read it between the lines very much. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. But where they are in the standings is probably going to determine, like, if they stay competitive in these 2 weeks and they're still in it,
then
LeBron,
he pushes to come back.
He'll try.
Yeah.
Listen, the injury he has, from what I don't want to say what it is because I don't know 100%. I just think I know what it is. That's normally like a 4 to 6 week injury.
You can't say what you think you know it is?
No, it's obviously a foot injury. It's a more serious kind of injury. It's not necessarily something you can just like push through like a bad ankle. You can try to push through it. Maybe you'll do some damage, but you play through pain. Like, I don't know if this is one of those ones you can just like push through.
Okay.
So in 2 weeks, if they're still in it, maybe he tries.
Oh boy, this sounds but, really discouraging.
I mean, it's one of that's kind of the
sounds
way we're thinking about
discouraging.
This.
All right. You want to hang out for a segment?
No, that's not it.
Okay.
You want to, we're writing down injuries.
Well, scary
Momo
injuries.
Can't say, so I'm passing notes.
Passing
in class.
Notes.
Yeah.
You want to hang out for a second?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I came by to get something, but that's okay.
We'll get to the Gavin Lux thing. Apparently, I'm going to run the 40 at some point in our building today.
Mace, I have another wrinkle to this that will add another level of it.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll get to that next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Damn, it's Tuesday, and we can't actually tell you some of the stuff that's going on here.
That's too much trues. Too much trues.
Way too much true.
How was my fair weather report?
Fair weather report was good.
Yeah, partially cloudy.
Partial.
70% chance of rain.
Yeah, it higher.
Yeah.
100% chance of rain.
100% chance of rain.
100% chance of rain. Andy's here, and so is Momo. Bergman, do you think, since the injury... to LeBron, do you think that they will make the playoffs?
I do still think they'll make the playoffs. It's Tuesday, so I have to tell the truth. I think they will make the play-in still. I think they still have a good enough team to get into the play-in. If LeBron's not there, I don't think they go very far.
Yeah.
But I do think they still make the play-in, yes.
Do you think they make the play-in, Andy?
I do think they make the
you
play-in.
You do?
I think they have a good enough team. They're in a much better place to try to do this than they were 3 weeks ago. I also think if he wants to cash in, Anthony Davis has an opportunity to not just take his team into the play-in, but also legitimize him being a part of this franchise moving forward.
Yes.
Because if AD, I'm not saying if AD doesn't get them into the playoffs, but if AD does not step up, you have to really wonder, okay, what are we doing with Anthony Davis moving forward? Because for as long as LeBron's going to be on this roster, he's going to need more and more help. And if AD is not the guy, it needs to be somebody else.
Momo, the six has obviously sailed at this point.
I wouldn't even say that.
Oh, come
beating
on.
Beating Dallas made a big difference.
It did.
They're not that far back. I mean, I think the Warriors get the six. It's either the Warriors or Dallas get the six for me.
Right. But you think they will make it?
I do.
Okay. Only one opinion matters.
And I will tell you this. I think it is because... I have a lot of belief in D'Angelo Russell. I'm just like I think that dude can play. I think he can score. I think he's a great fit with this team.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of the things they're going to be lacking with LeBron out, right?
Yes.
He's a great ball handler. He can create offense. He was really good in the pick and roll with AD.
He scores the basketball.
Yeah, and he's a good shooter.
I hate that expression.
The biggest, I know.
That's why I use it. Scores the basketball.
The biggest issue for the Lakers without LeBron is that Anthony Davis is going to have no room. Okay, he's gonna be like Joel Embiid out there before James Harden got to town.
Right.
Okay, and even now that Harden's in town, like people still do this. So, I talk about this a lot with Embiid on the other basketball shows and all that. But the key when you have a big guy like that who just gets swarmed is they have to go early. And the way a coach would say it is make the defense react to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't react to the defense. In other words, don't wait for the help defender to come. You catch and go.
Yeah.
Like, you're the biggest, baddest dude out there. Nobody can stop you. If they throw the ball into you in the post, go.
Yeah.
Don't catch, dribble.
Got to
be
attack.
In the post. You
attack.
Have to attack.
He was on
aggressive.
That great run earlier this year where he was just attack.
And D'Lo is the kind of guy who can feed him like that.
Okay.
I just think, like, he was a great addition with a team with AD and LeBron, but he's even better now when you don't have LeBron because he'll be asked to do more.
Okay, only one opinion matters, Momo.
Whose opinion?
Boss Amanda?
I think they are going to make the play-in because of the new guys that they added. If you were asking me the same question with the team they had before, I would say no.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Yeah.
It's a much better team. Yeah. All right, like, so Boston
here's,
says
here's a good
yes.
way to do it.
I'm the only one who says no.
Wait, are you saying no?
You just made the list.
I'm fair saying weather no. forecast is 100% chance of rain.
100% chance of rain, by the way, which I think is the forecast for tonight.
It is.
It is the forecast for tonight, yeah.
Hey, can I do like a random Tuesday rant?
Yeah, please.
What's with the potholes? Everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Like, I mean, it's as if we've never had rain in LA before. Like,
not like this.
What's causing this?
Well, the potholes have always been there.
Yes, but they're so bad.
It's not like they suddenly appeared because of the skies.
Oh, no, but they rain every year.
But there's also so much more of them now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I'm driving, I'm like weaving to try to avoid them.
Here's what I don't get. There are so many potholes in LA, yet there is more road construction and road repair going on.
There is so much road construction.
So what are they repairing then?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Somebody needs to investigate this. There's a grift
happening.
I want
a full accounting.
There's a grift happening right now.
Like, literally.
Hey, Bass!
Come on!
What's going on, Bass?
TikTok, Bass, fix this.
TikTok.
Fix the potholes.
You've got time.
Sorry, just, you know.
No, it's true, though. I think it's fine. I think we're all running in. And
right?
You know what? You notice them more when they're filled with water, and you get.
Well, you don't see them coming, especially if you drive at night. You're like, oh, man, Jesus, took out my right end there.
Yeah.
There's been a few where I was really surprised I managed to get out. Like, yeah. I look back, I'm like, man, that thing is deep.
Well, and there's one by my house that's like literally just closed the whole lane down. And they tried to fill it after the first round of really bad storms. And they like really didn't do a good job. Like they only got part of it and then it just got worse. I'm like, you're going to come all the way out here to Chatsworth.
I think that's part of the problem is out here... You know, the potholes are there and then they just go, we'll just throw some stuff in there.
Yeah,
but they
right.
don't actually really fill them and do it right. So
right.
then they just come back.
Infrastructure.
Come on, Bass.
Come on, Bass.
Let's get this done.
Do it.
I'm going to run on a no pothole platform.
I'm going to need new like tires after this.
It's like back when we used to yell for Mitch to make every trade. Do it, Karen.
Do it. You're on the clock.
Do it, Karen.
I came in hot with that today.
Yeah. No, I like that. So... did we rule out the 40-yard dash?
Yes, we measured. Carlo and I had our little 8-foot tape measure, and we went down the hallway, and we were short.
If you want to run through the wall, we can keep going.
Right,
or if you want to have to make a turn.
Yeah. I don't think that's fair to my time.
Mace.
You're not going to get from there to there in 8 seconds.
Oh, come on.
Oh, we can go based on what we have and see how far you get and then just kind of, you know, try to do
I don't
do
think
the
you
math.
Should do it. First of all, this is carpet. You're definitely going to fall.
Yeah, carpet's not cool.
You
this
don't
is a
you
carpet
get a
4-yard
dash on carpet if you can't pick
By
your
the way,
feet
I'm wearing
this
dress.
Isn't carpet.
I'm wearing dress shoes, not tennis shoes.
This is hard floor.
Yeah.
This is a hard no for me. I think this is a bad idea for you.
Yeah, all I hear is
unless
excuses.
Unless you want Andy to solo the rest of the
all
show.
All you hear is excuses.
Yeah, it's all I hear excuses. Oh,
minute,
I have
I
jeans.
Out,
I have dress shoes.
It's not 40 yards. How about that for an excuse?
Well, that is an excuse.
You
that's a true excuse.
You can't run a 40-yard dash
we can go outside.
In a space that's less than 40.
You want to do it outside?
Kay. I'll do it tomorrow outside.
It'll be raining tomorrow.
No, it's not supposed to rain tomorrow.
It's not raining tomorrow.
Just tonight. Just tonight.
Yep. So my 4-year-old is so fast.
Is he?
And when it's raining outside, like usually what I do is I try to get him to like get really tired so he'll go to sleep and stuff. But when it's raining, we just kind of do these races in our house because I have a long thoroughfare. It's hardwood floor.
Yep.
And for a long time, I used to be able to like kind of just jog and I have to like, I usually let him win. But
right.
He legitimately
don't
beats
let,
me
don't
now.
Don't let him win.
No,
you should never let a kid win. My dad.
I mean, he was like 2.
My dad taught us a lesson. I'm gonna win. He kicked our ass in every single game until the tables turned and we started kicking his ass.
Here's the question, though.
Yeah.
I'm not. I was embarrassed that I lost in Papa Shop, but that was on me because I did not practice. And once I practiced, I was better. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I own that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can beat my 4-year-old. Like
really?
He's really fast. Like when
then I can beat him.
I don't know.
Bring him out here tomorrow.
I don't know. I think he might win. Like he's really fast on that hardwood floor. Now, I don't think over a long distance because he would like lose focus.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh no. Exactly.
Did Mace just formally challenge a 4-year-old?
I think
to a race?
Yeah. My dad. I'll tell you what. I was 9 years old. My dad beat me in chess. He was like, "Yes." I'm like, "I'm 9. It's a complicated game."
Did he block your shot in basketball?
He did. Until we started going to the hoop on
and then
him.
You blocked his shot.
And then we were all right. It's like, ultimately, we all overtook my dad.
My brother did that to me. I used to be able to beat him, and he's my younger brother, and then he got like way taller than me. And then it was just roof every time.
You want to stay for a Wheel of Questions? Do one more.
Okay.
Do one more.
Okay.
I got a good Wheel of Questions question.
All right.
That's coming up next for you. Don't forget, our Pickleball Madness Tournament is coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's coming up Saturday, March 18th at the Agape Center in Fountain Valley at Miles Square Park. It is free. It is open to the public. You are invited. If you want to reserve a seat, you can go to ESPNLA.com and do that. There will not just be pickleball. There will also be some Papa Shot. There will be college basketball games on. It'll be the day three of the NCAA tournament. Complimentary food and drinks, live DJ, prizes, giveaways, all kinds of stuff. And thank you to all of our partners, including Hoffie, Celsius, and Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. And Momo's sitting in. Andy's here. Jorge Bergman, Boss Amanda. All right. Good question.
Okay.
Timely question. What is your worst injury? What is your personal worst injury? Since we're talking about Gavin Lux and we're talking about Bron.
I tore my ACL and cartilage in a skiing accident.
Ooh. And you had surgery after that?
I did have surgery, yeah.
And how long was the recovery time?
The recovery, it took part of a summer. And I did a lot of physical therapy throughout the summer going into my senior year of college.
Okay. So torn ACL.
Torn ACL and torn cartilage.
And torn cartilage.
Yeah.
Momo, what about you?
That's rough. I actually made it through my playing career.
Such a cheery topic, isn't it?
My playing career was relatively unscathed.
Nice.
All I did was my coach actually hit me with a ball when she was like pitching. We were doing warm-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And she like totally like went inside with it and like hit my hand on the bat and broke my finger.
Yep.
That was like the worst injury I ever had playing. And then I had the most embarrassing injury my senior year. I'm not going to get into the back thing.
No,
that
was just
too depressing. Okay. This is like the most, this is the worst, okay?
Okay.
I injured the fat pad of my knee.
The fat pad?
I don't even know what that is.
What is a fat pad?
Inside your knee.
I don't think I have a fat pad.
Oh, everyone's got a fat pad.
Really? You got a fat pad?
Everybody's got a fat pad inside your knee. And sometimes your kneecap will kind of pinch the fat pad and it will cause like, you'll feel like you have like a meniscus thing or whatever it was. And so my senior year, all of a sudden, I just like, sometimes I would be running and I'd be like, oh man, I got, that was not good.
It's
like,
sharp.
It's a sharp pain. Like what did I do there? You know?
So you sprained your fat pad.
I literally sprained my fat pad.
Okay.
It's a pretty, that's like the
that's
worst.
Rough.
That's so embarrassing.
It sounds rough.
Because nobody feels sorry for you.
That sounds like something that they made up to make you feel better.
Right, because I've never heard anybody like with a fat pad injury.
It's how you explain to a little kid what you heard. Oh, you just sprained your fat pad.
Google it.
You'll be okay.
Okay, I'll Google it.
Like literally, like the kneecap would pinch the fat pad of my knee.
Yeah.
And it was like weeks where I was like, man, I was like hobbling around. I get all this swelling in there. I was like, wow, man, I tore something. And the trainer goes, you know, I have an idea. And he literally put like a little piece of tape on my kneecap and taped it so it just wouldn't pinch the fat pad anymore.
Yep.
And I was fine.
She's right. It exists.
It is. Okay. There you
go.
It's
a real thing.
Bergman, how's your fat pad?
My fat pad. I've never heard of my fat pad, but I hope it's okay.
By the way, in all the years I've covered sports, I've never seen on the injury report fat pad.
Oh,
Tom Brady
have,
out with fat pad
they
injury.
Don't admit to
injury. Bergman,
DNP
what about you?
Fat pad.
Worst injury.
Worst injury. I played flag football probably about 10 years ago, and I was playing receiver, and I cut across the middle, and I got hit and fractured my rib.
Oh,
fractured.
It messed up everything. It messes up the front of you, so your rib is in pain, but it also messes up your back because you can't lay on it correctly.
Did you see Dr. Clapper?
I did not see Dr. Clapper. I should have. I didn't know Dr. Clapper at the time.
Clapper vision on you.
Yeah. How are you?
Jorge, what about you? Worst injury?
Broken tibia when I was 17 years old.
Oof. How'd you do it?
Playing soccer. It was a 50-50 ball. Guy kicked me instead of the ball. I got to the ball first.
Didn't you have shin guards on?
I did, but it's still the kick was so hard.
Ooh.
That,
it's an interesting question because I've never been injured.
Tuesday, Mace.
This guy serious injury at all. I've been injured so much,
so
in my
many
life.
Times.
By the way, it predates, you know, ever getting here.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was playing high school basketball, I broke my leg 3 times.
Woo!
3 separate
Jesus.
Times I broke my leg.
How did you do it?
Well, at least twice of them, the two of them were taking a charge.
Taking a charge.
Yeah,
somebody
crushed.
So it was a crunch.
That's who I was as a
crush
player,
injury.
By the way. I'm a take the charge guy.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's what
did
I
they,
am.
Did they at least call a charge each time? Like, you didn't get called blocking and break
your leg.
Well,
it was like backyard ball. I mean, once you fall down, break your leg, they assume.
So this isn't even high school formal
sports? No, Casey Reason had a court in his backyard, and we played in his backyard.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, the foot injury was crazy. 9 screws and a plate. I live with that to this day. Mace plant broke my nose. I broke my nose many times.
Did you actually break your nose on the mace plant?
I did. And had a concussion.
Well,
I was also concussed.
That we knew.
I don't know that I've recovered. Don't know.
And by the way, what was the one where you did on air? That you broke your leg
on
air?
Yeah, that's broke my foot and ankle on the air. And that was 9 screws and a plate.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had my share of injuries.
Never a fat pad injury.
Nope. Fat pad, totally fine.
Do you respect me more that I own that one?
Yeah, again,
I could have lied and be like, oh, it's a little meniscus.
It sounded made up.
Yeah, it does sound made up.
What
if I told you I had a fat pad? All right, excellent. Let's do some Dodgers here. Gavin Lux is gone for the year. We thought that was the case yesterday because we all looked at it and said, that looks very ACL, and it is. We don't want to speculate on injury ever.
Because sometimes an ACL is really a bone bruise.
Right.
Like, you know, the way it'll just hit the bones together. So you don't want to speculate, but did not look good.
Didn't look good. Now we find out, torn ACL. Oof. Dodgers, unbelievably thin at shortstop. You know, when it happened, I was like, are you crazy? My favorite player to watch the last couple of years has been Trey Turner.
Yeah.
And I will never understand why the Dodgers didn't work to re-sign him, because he is a state-of-the-art shortstop and we wouldn't be in this position right now. He signed for 11 years, $300 million. Bergman, you just think he never wanted to stay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason that he would want to stay. If he was going to want to be here, this was the right spot for him. I mean, you have a winning franchise. They were going to pay him whatever he wanted. But he obviously wanted to go to the East Coast, and that's why he's in Philly and play with his buddy Bryce Harper. I mean, it just makes sense. I don't think he ever wanted to be here. Otherwise, he would be here.
And then they passed on Xander Bogaerts, a guy they could have signed to play shortstop.
Did they pass on him, or did the Padres just massively overpay him, and the Dodgers weren't going to pay
Bogaerts
that?
Xander Bogaerts is a great player.
He is a very good player.
And again, I don't want to hear this, we want to stay under the luxury tax thing. You're the Los Angeles friggin' Dodgers.
Well, they may want to now.
Steve Cohen isn't worried about the luxury. Peter Seidler in San Diego not worried about the luxury
that's
tax.
That's the thing, though. They all care. All of these owners care.
They're still doing it.
Show me the owner that truly, for like 5 to 10 years, does not care about the money, doesn't make cost-cutting moves. They all do it.
Peter Seidler, the Padres, has committed $1.2 billion to four players.
We'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens, though, over the next 3-5 years. You'll see them start making cost-cutting moves.
I don't want to be the 2028 Padres, because I think there's going to be a ton of dead money at the end of these deals. But honestly, they were going into the season with Gavin Lux at shortstop and Miguel Vargas at second. That is a completely unproven double play combination. And, you know, I believed in Gavin Lux. I still believe in Gavin Lux. I think he's got the potential to be a really good player. Now, Miguel Rojas is essential, and I've heard a lot of talk about this, go out and get somebody, go sign somebody. There's nobody out there. There's just nobody out. Miguel Rojas, expect to see him as an everyday shortstop.
Yeah, but like I always think in baseball, like we judge baseball based on like names because we're into the star-driven town and the Ireland's sound.
Yeah. Star-effing-driven town!
Right?
Oh, the timing was perfect.
That was perfect.
But it was like, in stereo.
But like the baseball's not about stars, really. Like you have to have some, but it's about organizational depth. It's about a 40-man roster. It's about being able to plug holes.
Well, I think at this point, I said it yesterday, it's Tuesday, I think that the Padres are the team to beat in the National League West.
That's probably true.
You don't think that there's any option? They put out all this money, when put up so much for them to just kind of fall apart under the pressure. This is a pressure that they've never been under. They are supposed to win it now. They are supposed to get to a World Series and win it. There's all that pressure behind them.
Well, you know, can they handle that? About the World Series part of it, it's a crapshoot. We've been the best team in baseball for the most part
of a decade
and still only got there during the bubble season. Actually, no, got there one other time, right?
Go with the regular season. Go with the regular season, then. It doesn't matter. The Dodgers every year have that pressure and the media of talking about it. Anything that happens now, Juan Soto goes 0 for 10. People are going, what's wrong with Juan Soto? And it's going to be all in his head the entire time.
I think they got that part of it out of the way last year. Because remember last year, they got off to a really bad start after they brought in Soto.
But that was only for a couple months.
I know, but the point is, though, then they did well in the playoffs. I think they actually got the whole world is watching us thing. Everyone expects big things out of us. They got that out of the way. Other than the real wild card is when Tatis comes back. Like, how does he perform? But also, I think just like, what is his presence like in that clubhouse?
I think everybody's sleeping on Tatis. I think Tatis is a player. Yeah, he cheated or whatever it was. I mean, he obviously tested positive for start. But Tatis is a player.
But it's not just that he's a player. I mean, the talent's there. You could see last year, guys in that clubhouse were mad.
Did not like him.
They were upset.
Yeah.
They'll get over it.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Yeah, baseball, you don't have to stand that close to anyone on the field. Okay.
I feel, though, with Lux, Lux was supposed to be, like, this was supposed to be his year.
Yeah.
Like, he was taking over a position that had been Trey Turner.
Yep.
Great shortstop. Yeah. Before that, Corey Seager, World Series MVP, former Rookie of the Year. Like, this was a big moment for Lux, who I think so far has not quite lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be his opportunity. Hold off till next year.
Hold off till next year, exactly. All right, Momo, I didn't mean to keep you here longer than you wanted. But you'll be back tomorrow.
No, it's okay. I always like hanging with you guys. It's all good.
You'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. What do you want to talk about?
Probably, hopefully, no more injuries.
Hey, let's get a pothole report by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's go, I want to know.
I need more fair weather reports from Momo after tonight's game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be...
I'm going to work on that.
Think they're going to win tonight?
You just made the list.
No, I don't think so either. No. I don't think so either.
Tomorrow's the one.
Tomorrow, really matters.
Tomorrow's the one that's critical. All right, coming up next for you. You know, after all the darkness retreat and all that stuff that Aaron Rodgers did, I think he's. I know where he's going to wind up this year. I know where he's going to wind up. We'll get into that coming up next for you, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.